T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If it sounds super hip but overmodulated, you know it's Okay Go. I love these guys, but man, everything is overmodulated.
Yes, it is.
So I want to get back to, the keyword to cash is mask, M-A-S-K, 72881. Mask, 72881. Oh. I had to step out for a second during your newscast, so if you covered this, I apologize. They've just announced the Pentagon that 4 Americans were killed today in Syria in an attack in a market that's been claimed by ISIS.
Yep. Including 2 civilians.
So 2 members of the military and 2 civilians, yep. Or 4 members of the military and 2, so 2 and 2.
2 and 2, okay. And 3 other service members were also injured.
And people are asking on the text line, Rod, the name of that again, the name of the show, it's on Netflix, is Medal of Honor.
Yeah, it's just called Medal of Honor.
Yep.
Just remember, ISIS has been defeated. I'm not getting into it.
No, we're not. We have too much stuff to talk about today.
Kara had this story in the news. YouTube has banned users from sharing videos of dangerous pranks on its platform because of concerns about challenges that put people's lives in jeopardy. The U.S.-based website, which is owned by Google, has updated its guidelines as of today.
So these idiots in St. Louis twerking on the hood of their car?
I don't know if that was a challenge or just some dumb people.
We challenge you to be as dumb as we are.
But the people who are doing the Bird Box challenge where they drive blindfolded.
Have you seen these videos?
I haven't seen those videos. I've seen the wrecks and the police saying, oh my God, knock it off.
And then you've got, they cited the Tide Pod Challenge,
yep,
where people are eating Tide Pods. The Fire Challenge, in which people douse themselves in flammable liquid and then set themselves on fire.
Isn't this what they used to call natural selection?
Yeah, it is. It is. YouTube, here's a statement from the company.
Do not try this at home.
YouTube has long prohibited videos which promote harmful or dangerous activity, and we routinely review and update our enforcement guidelines to make sure they're consistent and appropriately address emerging trends. Shut up.
But you know what, Scott? How often have we said to our kids, and for me it's a lot, I shouldn't have to tell you not to do this fill-in-the-blank, whatever dumb thing it is, but don't do it. So remember the cinnamon challenge where people were choking and dying,
yes,
swallowing a tablespoon of cinnamon.
Remember the pass-out game?
And I always tell the kids these stories because I think, okay, what if they're at a sleepover, having a slumber party for a birthday, and someone's like, hey, let's do that. So I always just say, like, I know you would never do this,
but
don't do this. And usually I get, good to know. Okay. You know, I usually get just a very flat, like, we got it kind of response. But the one time you don't tell them, they freaking do that thing.
At the same time, in fairness to these children's, their parents say, do not do this stupid stuff, as they laugh themselves silly over Jackass.
I was just going to say, Jackass has made millions.
Yeah, I mean,
doing those things.
We all watch the videos and we all point and laugh.
But that wasn't YouTube originally, that was MTV.
And they all say, do not try this at home.
Right, but I'm just saying, you know, it's one of those things where you say don't do it, but you and your friends just spent 20 minutes watching videos going, dude, watch this. It's like, yeah, that's because that guy's stupid and he probably doesn't live anymore. But as a kid, you just see, you know, everybody laugh and they think it's great. So, hey, I'm going to set my pants on fire and jump off the roof.
Well, and just think about it. These kids are all about the likes. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. If they can get 1,000 likes on something.
Right. Hit me up on Insta.
Yeah. That's all it's about.
Did you see the kids? Was it yesterday? This was on my feed. I believe a 16-year-old boy fell from a cruise ship from like And if you haven't been on a cruise in a while, you forget that those things are 13 stories high. He fell from the cruise ship all the way down and landed on the pier. So it had just docked.
Oh, my God.
The pier is concrete. We just did this. You know why he fell? He could not make it up to the room, or the room where his floor and his family were.
So he thought he would climb down.
He thought he would climb. 16 years old.
Is he dead?
Yes, he is deceased.
Sometimes they bounce.
Well, but Scott, I mean, this is the thing. You tell these kids over and over again, don't do it. Don't do this thing. Don't do this. Don't do this. Did you see this? Don't do that. This kid was probably a perfectly normal, risk-taking, not cinnamon-eating, not bird-box blindfolding kind of kid. And in 1 second, he thinks, oh, it's just right there. I'm just going to jump up there on that railing and try to climb up to that balcony area. He's dead. This is why I'm on medication.
That's why?
Mm. Add it to the list. There's a whole lot of reasons, but that's one of them.
Do you live in, like, perpetual fear that your kids are going to do something stupid?
Well, don't most people?
No, I don't. I mean, I say to Sarah every time she leaves and she's going to work or going to school, I say, drive safely. Those are the last words I say, drive safely. I love you.
Oh, I have a long list.
And those are the last words I say to her. 5 words, drive safely. I love you. But I don't sit there and, like, panic that she's going to die in a fiery car. I can't think like that. That would drive me nuts.
I know.
That's why she's on drugs.
It would make you crazy, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
I know.
So stop thinking like that.
Lord. I always wonder, what do we do before cell phones? I got lost all the time. And my parents or your parents had no way to know where you were or what you were doing.
That's probably helped keep the anxiety levels down, actually.
It has. I didn't used to have GPS, and you know how directionless I am. I went one night after a party, completely sober, 15 years old, probably 15, 16, with a girlfriend, and just got on a road and started driving. Figured I'd figure out how to get home. And
what?
30 minutes turned into an hour, and an hour turned into both of us hysterically crying. We're still driving. It's pitch dark. We have no idea where we are. I don't know what direction we're going. I don't know. No idea where we are. And we're both just sobbing.
Where'd you end up?
Where's Nebraska? North.
North.
Very close to the Nebraska border. And I called. We found a gas station back when you had to have 25 cents or 20 cents or whatever it was.
It was a quarter.
Called my dad and my dad, you know, no one is panicking. I would have been on the phone with missing and exploited children. My dad, I will never forget it. When he answered the phone, I am screaming, sobbing. And he says, where are you? Like, he's annoyed that I'm lost and screaming.
Well, he probably was.
He literally picked up the phone and said, where are you? I don't even know how we got home.
In fairness, didn't that happen pretty weekly around your house?
It happened like Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Every time I try to get home from KCI.
The funny thing about that is when I was like 16, 17 years old, we went one time to take this girl home and she was like, well, I live just north of Dallas. So we started driving, and when we saw the sign that said, welcome to Oklahoma, we realized that, okay, we are not in the right place.
No, you went too far north.
We thought it was hilarious. We all had a good laugh about it.
Yeah.
We drove around for a while, found a gas station with this, like, very scary dude that I'm pretty sure was wearing someone else's skin that was like, hey, no big deal. You just go down here, get back on the highway, man. No big deal.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday the 13th episode was filmed at that gas station.
And yeah, it was funny. You were crying and hysterical. We were like, oh, my God, this is so funny. Don't ever tell my mom about this. We'll never hear the end of it.
Is this what you sounded like?
No, wait, let me say something.
Yes. That's how I said. But you know what's funny? For some reason, my children have not inherited that gene.
The panic gene or the I can't find my way home gene?
They are the most self-sufficient. My son just got on an airplane by himself.
Weird.
Like checked thousands in. Of people do every minute of every day.
Who is this kid?
Holy crap, I can't believe he did that.
My daughter will routinely say to me, left, left, mom, where are you going? Left, mom, left. I'm like, how do you know that? They just don't have whatever that thing is that I don't have.
Crazy?
Yeah. They didn't get that. He's been gone a week. I haven't heard from him once. I'm like, are you okay?
How many times have you texted him?
Twice.
I'm proud of you. Only twice.
No, I'm doing good.
Whenever she gives a number, you have to double it.
No, I've done very well.
Dana?
I'm good.
Dana?
Twice.
Dana?
Twice today.
No, I've done very well. I did say, did you get there okay? And he said to me, oh my gosh, the lady at the Southwest counter was so nice. She changed our connecting flight and booked us one way.
Well, that's very nice of her.
I'm like, oh my goodness, so now you're there.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Okay. How many times have you called or texted?
I have not called him once.
How many times have you texted?
I texted him three times. Three times.
Here we go. It's already
three.
Up one.
No. I don't bother him. He's an adult.
How many?
He got on an airplane by himself.
I say five.
No.
Four.
No.
Four.
Nope. Not bothering him. He's with his buddies.
Is he skiing?
Yeah.
Do we know that he's... Maybe he broke his neck.
They are in Breckenridge. They are having the time of their lives. I have not checked it.
I mean, maybe he fell in the snow and he's face down. He can't breathe. Have you not bothered to check?
Right, like Sonny Bono or the Kennedy.
Right. You need to text.
No.
And make
You're
sure
giving
he's
her
okay.
Anxiety
Why
right
would you
now?
Do that to
what
me?
If he hit a tree and
like,
you
maybe
don't
he did
know?
Hit a tree. I hate you.
I can
right
see
now.
The look on your face where you're
Sonny
going.
Sonny Bono was
an accomplished skier.
That's
right. So was the
a
Kennedy.
Grown
he
man.
Was a Kennedy.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Your child is not.
And in both
there
those cases,
there are trees everywhere
trees
on those
just
mountains.
Stepped out in front of those people
yes,
and hurt
I know.
Them.
They grew like straight up. Sonny Bono wouldn't have hit that tree.
You are a jerk.
I'm pretty sure Cher sent that tree after him.
She's going to text him now just to
and
find out.
And then did the eulogy.
Well,
she's like, sucker.
I hope he's okay.
He is fine.
Maybe there's a reason you haven't heard from him.
You are a horrible person. Now I got to read a life insurance ad. Jerk! Let's talk about life insurance. I don't know. Maybe you're going skiing. Call Stuart Woodbury. Seriously, he's been around for decades doing life insurance here in Kansas City. He will help you figure out how much you need, how long you need it, how many people in your family need it, the type of product you need. That's a big one. There are a lot of life insurance products out there, and heck, I don't know what any of those things mean. We actually had the wrong kind, and when we first went to Stuart, he looked everything over and said, look, you can keep this policy, but I think this one serves you better. This is how much you need. This is why you need it. This is how long you need it, and now we're all set. We threw that thing in a drawer. They do an annual review every year to make sure we are still appropriately covered, and I know that we are. Give Stuart Woodbury a call, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or the website. It is so easy to get started, lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
This hour is mask, M-A-S-K, 72881. We're working on the final details, but we should have another 54th Street Grill and Bar announcement tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. Did you hear the president, chancellor at the Michigan State is resigning after comments about
Michigan State? No.
About Larry Nassar's victims?
Oh,
oh, yeah.
Hell no.
You didn't hear about this?
Do you know how many people are still working that knew what was going on? Do not even get me started. This will make me so mad, Scott.
I'm just telling you.
Do you know how many people knew and are still not only working, but working in high places? Like, why are all these people not in prison?
Hang on. When I read you his quote, you're going to just hit the roof.
Please don't. You know, it was Ali Raisman that said they need to burn it down, meaning the organization. And I agree. Anyone who had any knowledge or even touched that system in any way and knew, why do they still have a job and why are they not in jail?
Here it is. John Engler is the name of the university president. And he did an interview with the editorial board at the Detroit News, in which he said that Larry Nassar's survivors are, quote, enjoying the spotlight while the university is trying to go back to work.
Wow. Wow.
His victims are enjoying the spotlight, you know, at like the ESPYs and stuff.
Yeah, oh, I love being in the spotlight because I was raped multiple
times by my gymnastics coach. While the university is trying to go back to work.
Now he's been fired or he's resigned.
He's being forced to resign.
I see, that annoys me. He should be fired and he should be jailed. All of them should be in jail.
Let's get to the newsroom.
If you knew Larry Nassar, you should be in jail.
If you knew him?
Yeah. If you passed him on the sidewalk, everyone goes to jail.
To the newsroom, here is Kara Markson.
Some new members of Congress say it's past time to reopen the government. More next.
Man, our friends at Silvercrest, Deer Creek, and Overland Park have remodeled their huge, spacious apartments. The floor plans were already great. Don't get me wrong. They had walk-in closets, large rooms, lots of light, great storage. But they have upgraded with beautiful dark wood cabinets in the kitchen, quartz countertops, all new stainless steel appliances, beautiful colors throughout. The look is brand new, but the great service and team, they've been around for years. Some of their top staff has been around nearly 20 years. That is so important where you're looking for a place to call home. Silvercrest, an active retirement community, offers both independent and assisted living lifestyles. Nestled among mature walnut, oak, and birch trees with creeks and walking trails, you are going to love calling Silvercrest at Kansas City your home. Drop by 130th and Metcalf or call for a tour. 913-681-1101. 681-1101. Silvercrest Deer Creek Retirement Community. Love the way you live.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser.
Let's open the government so that everybody who works is getting paid. Mm-hmm. That's what it's supposed to look like.
Democratic Congresswoman Johanna Hayes was among a group of representatives that stood outside Senator Mitch McConnell's office this afternoon, calling on the majority leader to take a vote on the government shutdown. The House has voted on bills regarding the shutdown, but the Senate will not until Democrats decide to include border wall funding. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is proposing to borrow $351 million to repair 250 bridges around the state and free up money for more road repairs. He announced the plan during his first State of the State speech this afternoon. It comes after voters decided against raising the gas tax in November. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Nebraska Furniture Mart makes it so easy for you to keep yourself and your budget in shape. You've set your fitness goals. You know the Mart has all the equipment to help you reach them. They carry everything from the basics to the best in fitness and all the latest technology. The Mart's friendly sales staff, they're all there to answer your questions and help you find the perfect piece of equipment or accessory. No matter what your fitness level, the Mart has you covered. They got Nordic Track equipment there. 7 premium Nordic Track products on display that you can try before you buy. Take your workout to a whole new level with a new Nordic Track treadmill. They've got incline trainers, ellipticals, exercise bikes, rowers, and weights. The Mart carries tons of fitness machines that you can try out, as well as 200 accessories on display. It's the perfect time to add to your home gym. Get the total fitness package for less from Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Winter weather advisory out for some of us. A little bit of freezing rain, a mixture for sure. Temperatures flirting with freezing. That could cause some icy patches over bridges and overpasses or anything elevated where the colder air could get to the top or work its way underneath. Anything surrounded by cold air could start to ice up in a few patches. 31 in the morning, afternoon high of 35 degrees. And then heading into Friday, that'll be the big story. Rain-snow mix changing to all snow overnight and continuing to accumulate. Thinking possibly up to 6 inches of snow before it's done. By afternoon, Arctic air arrives on Sunday with a high of 17. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It is 32 right now at KCI. Looking at 32 in Liberty, it is 33 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
By the way, if you haven't heard, not only do we have some weather coming in tonight, little bit of ice, apparently. Saturday, they are predicting the possibility of a blizzard warning. It's not there yet, but they're saying we could end up with a blizzard on Saturday. And just in time for the Chiefs game, they've upped the high temperature on Sunday to 15.
Woohoo.
Yep.
Woo-hoo. With a feels-like temperature of, I'm dying.
Story here from CNN. Chris Watts, multi-level Colorado home, is being foreclosed and put up for auction for any buyers willing to look past its tragic history. Now, for those of you who don't know about Chris Watts, or maybe the name doesn't ring a bell, you know the story. He's the guy who had a wife, two beautiful young daughters. He killed all three and put them in a work site where he works in Colorado, in Greeley, or near Greeley. The house in Frederick, Colorado, where Watts killed his pregnant wife and two young daughters in August, will be up for public auction on April 17th at the County Public Trustee's Office in Greeley, Colorado. Watts is serving life in prison for the killings. The public trustee filed a notice on December 18th that the five-bedroom, 4,000-square-foot home is being foreclosed because mortgage payments have been missed. Really?
Yeah. That's odd.
The house was bought in 2013 for roughly $400,000. It has an outstanding balance of $349,000. Real estate website Zillow.com estimates the home is worth $510,000. Watts' wife, Shannon, and their daughters, Bella and Celeste, were reported missing on August 13th.
He was the idiot like all the other idiots. I can't think of the one that gets all the marriage proposals. Scott Peterson. He was the Scott Peterson standing out there saying, please, I just want him to come home.
And yeah.
It's so empty here without them here.
Super handsome guy. Super successful. He was having an affair and decided he had just had enough of his family. Killed his wife,
God,
who was pregnant with their third child, and his two daughters, ages 4 and 3.
Do they sell that house?
Would you buy it?
I would not. They are certainly not going to get anywhere near the appraised value for it because of its history.
The appraised value is $510,000, according to Zillow.com.
They'll be lucky if they sell it for $250,000. I don't know. I think it depends. Maybe... Do younger buyers care less about that kind of thing? If you don't have a family, you just moved to town. I don't know.
What's the one thing that would keep you from buying a house? Other than the obvious,
right,
you know, faulty foundation.
Right. The big things.
Yeah, I'm talking about things that are not structural or location. Like, I wouldn't buy one if there was a railroad track in the backyard.
I would say mass, infamous, notorious murder.
Sharon Tate home?
Yes, or the Clutter home in Holcomb, Kansas, because you will get people driving by, all the looky-loos, driving by, hey, did you know that's where that happened?
What if it was a house that is famous for being featured at the intro of a sitcom or TV show?
That I would do.
Because like the Fuller House or the Full House in San Francisco, which they never filmed a single minute in that house.
Yeah, it was just the exteriors.
Has people go by all the time.
There was a big thing here a while back where someone had just purchased the Goonies house. You know, remember the movie Goonies?
Yeah.
The house was kind of on the hill with fence around it.
But would you remember
they
what that
talked about
like?
How there was constantly people outside taking pictures of their house.
Still?
Yes.
That would drive me crazy.
So would that be a non-starter for you if it was featured in a well-known movie or sitcom?
If it was easily accessible, so people were coming right up, then yeah, non-starter.
What if it was like South Fork?
That's
if you could afford South Fork, you wouldn't care.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and that's enough land around it.
I can afford to hire people to keep this riffraff away.
Don't you remember the local firefighter who was the Dream Makeover home winner? Remember he helped
and
KCK helped save the life of the, I think it was the EMT. So, you know, my Dream Home Makeover people back when it was Ty, whatever his name, came in, you know, moved that bus, redid his house. Mm-hmm. Amazing, fun, feel-good story. I remember a story in the Kansas City Star within the year.
Yeah, they had to move.
because not only are the taxes through the roof and now you have a house that was once worth, you know, $100,000 is now worth $500,000.
Right.
But he came home one day and there was a woman wandering around the front area of the house, inside the house. And he was like, "Can I help you?" She goes, "I just wanted to see it. This is amazing." She had just gone over there.
Yeah, just let herself in. It was on TV. It must be okay.
Let herself in. You know, she knew what the layout looked like. It was on TV. Had herself a look around. Would you buy that house?
No. Couldn't afford the taxes.
But no, I heard that's part of what killed that show is the fact that they did all these great things for these people. And then within the year, they could no longer afford to live in that house. And they were being harassed by people around there going, "Oh, that's the house. Oh, I want to see the backyard." Didn't they do that thing in the backyard?
But wait, at least with a home makeover show, after about a year, people are going to forget that and move on. With a mass homicide on 24/7 cable news coverage, the people in that town, I don't know that you're going to get the stink
off
of that
house. Well, let me ask you this. Remember years ago when Deborah Green set fire to her house in Prairie Village
and
killed
her family? And you know what they did with that house?
Well, the house was burned.
They razed it.
But of course they did because the house was burned to pieces. But let me ask you this. Would you buy the lot and build a new house on the property in Prairie Village where Deborah Green murdered her family?
Yes. It would never be sold because the next door neighbor purchased it. It's a green space.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a plaque or something there?
Nope. It's just a green space. I drive by it frequently. And it has never nor will ever be sold. When they razed the home, neighbor bought the land, and that's all.
Huh.
I ever tell you I ran into her in prison? Like, no. I physically actually ran into her.
When you were in prison?
Yeah. No. Well, no, I wasn't in prison.
Well, you just
well, you
said.
You were in a prison.
No.
I ran into her in prison.
No.
What did you do?
I was there doing a story
I was in the yard
something.
Looking to shank someone.
No, I was not.
So that, you know, I could set my dominance and not be messed with.
Was it your 1 hour outside?
It was one of the few times I've been at a true loss for words, and she knew it. I was there covering a story. When you are inside a prison, that you are heavily, not guarded, but accompanied, and I had people with me, and I don't even remember what the story, I don't even remember, it doesn't even matter. And I assume we were in Topeka. That's, I think, one of the only women's facilities around here back in the day. And I turned around and bumped into Deborah Green. I will never forget it, as long as I lived. She was looking at me, and I'm like, "You're Deborah." Like, I just kind of went like that, like an idiot.
What did she say?
"Excuse me." And I said, "Excuse me, you killed your kids. I can't believe you're Deborah Green."
What did you really say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. I wanted to say, "Stop pretending like you didn't do that, murderer." But I didn't. I didn't want to be shanked, so I didn't say anything.
You sure it wasn't Lansing? Lansing had a women's prison for a long time.
God, I want to say it was in Topeka, but Scott, it's been years. I don't remember. Years. 15, 16 years ago, probably.
Huh. I'll be darned. So you would buy this house?
No.
Should you just raise, like, when you're dealing with crazy people like this?
Yes. I think you knock it down. The city's not going to recoup the cost, or the bank is not going to recoup the cost for what's owed anyway. You knock it down, you make it a green space.
And that's what we do with every mass killer's house?
I don't know.
What about Johnny Robinson's farm down in Lacine, Kansas? Would you buy that property?
That is big and secluded. And so I don't think you probably have the traffic out. It's in Lacine. I mean, who's driving around looking for that house? You know what I mean?
576-7798. What's the one thing where, you know, and the obvious notwithstanding, you know, foundation's cracked or there's a garbage dump right next door or railroad tracks that run through the backyard. We get that. But what's that one thing where you would say, "Ain't no way"?
The house in Ohio, Scott. They tore it down.
They did?
They tore that house down where those women were held. And I believe those women stood there as they did it. They were allowed to come and witness.
A lot of people are writing down they tore down Bob Berdella's house.
Yes.
In Kansas City, right?
Yes.
576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, it's Scott Parks, and I'm here to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy, let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile, truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart, he's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging, and this is going to show you how your smile will look after the procedure. The best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile with the help of KC Smile.
If there was ever a time to get a top-of-the-line Generac generator from my guys at CMOs and Son, it was last weekend. It is also this weekend because we have another snowstorm heading this way. If you have even thought about getting a generator to provide power to your home and you were one of the tens of thousands of people out for several days without power, call my guys at CMOs and Son. I was talking to him the other day on the phone, and they took hundreds and hundreds of calls from people who not only wanted an actual generator installed on the outside of their home to automatically provide power when the electricity goes out, but they also took a ton of calls from people who maybe tried to go to a big box store and buy one, couldn't figure out how to get it hooked up, it wasn't the right size, it wasn't powerful enough, and other people who had other companies install them, and then when the power went out, they did not click on. That will not happen with CMOs and Son. Have them come out and fit your home for a generator that will work. And if you do it right now, they are still offering that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. Remember, they not only will sell you your generator, they will service and supply it as well. They will service it all year round to make sure when you need it, it works. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmosandson.com.
Thoreau Grandin, I laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man. He spoke of women's ways. The trap you'd and the use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know.
Story here from the UK Daily Mail. A grieving mom claims her security cameras captured the ghost of her dead son in her kitchen after a transparent figure triggered the sensor. Jennifer Hodge from Atlanta, Georgia, was in bed watching TV with her daughter Lauren, who's 21, when she received a notification on her phone reading, "Person spotted in entryway." Now that's going to freak you out.
Right?
When the mother of two opened the image, she saw a transparent male figure that looked just like her son, Robbie, who died 2 years earlier of a drug overdose. Ms. Hodge, an estate agent, claims she is still freaking out after seeing the eerie figure last week, but finds comfort in believing it is a sign that her son is at peace or is lost. She said, quote, "It's just insane. I'm blown away. It's just crazy. I was laying in bed watching TV with my daughter, and I was just about asleep. The phone was between us, and I get this message notification saying somebody was in the kitchen." She's like, "Mom, there's a person in the kitchen. Mom, that's Robbie." "I was stunned. It did look just like him, beard and all."
Oh, have you seen the photo?
No, I have not.
It's, you know, it is a shadow. It's not like a man standing there, but it is definitely a shadowy outline of what appears to be a male.
The exceptionally clear image appears to show a male figure wearing pajamas in the family kitchen. Ms. Hodge said, quote, "Now I feel like he was letting me know he is happy in heaven." Then what's he doing in your kitchen? That brings me some comfort, but I still just think it's weird. I'm in awe. Why did this happen to me? I haven't seen anything since, and I had never seen a ghost before. He died at the age of 23 in 2016 from an accidental overdose from a fake Xanax.
I mean, it is definitely a shadowy, I would not say as they described it, it's clear as day. That's not what I'm seeing there. It's a shadowy outline and shape of what appears to be a human. I mean, I can't like see features, but it's definitely.
Well, she claims it triggered the indoor cameras, whatever it was.
We have cameras everywhere, but we have an entryway camera, and I'm trying to think, you know, you get these emails all day that these clips have been picked up, and it's usually the cats or the dumb dog getting through the gate. And one day, there are certain optical illusions that look like things moving, and it's not. And it took me about 2 days to figure it out, Scott. So the camera's mounted high toward, you know, the entryway, if you will, inside the house. And it looked like something skittering across the floor coming at you. It looked, and it just did. And I posted the video, and I'm like, what the fresh hell is that? Like, it just looked like something moving.
Like a roach?
No, bigger.
Like a mouse?
Well, someone posted on my page, one of our directors down the street, I think, said, look at it again. It is a dust or dust mite or something falling from the ceiling slowly. So think when something falls from a light, like a cobweb, slowly following down, 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 down. But the optical illusion was on the camera, it's coming this way. And if you looked at it a couple of ways, it's kind of like, is this dress blue or gold? You could see it both ways. But the first time I saw it, I thought that is a ghost of something skittering across my floor.
You believe in ghosts?
I don't know.
Here's why I don't. And my youngest daughter is really into this. Is it Ghost Hunters or whatever
well,
it is on TV?
Well, I don't
TV?
Believe in that malarkey where they're always like, I think they said,
get out.
Or I'm hungry. Like, it's always like, it's either this or that. And it doesn't sound like either one of those things.
Here's what I've never understood. If ghosts are real, okay?
Right.
Why do they speak in two or three word sentences? Right. And why do they always whisper? Clearly, they are superhuman. Check that. Supernatural. Okay, right. Not superhuman, but supernatural. They've moved into a fourth dimension of which we are not privy.
Okay.
But apparently can occasionally return to the third. Okay, third dimension. Why don't they just say, hey, man, I'm in heaven. I'm doing pretty good. I'll be back. Bye.
Right.
If, like, this woman says, well, and God bless her that she lost her son. My heart breaks for her. Hope, knock on wood, none of us ever have to experience that kind of a loss. That must be horrible. But she took this grainy image that does look like a young man.
Yeah. And the camera clicked. I mean, the cameras will roll when they see something. But something could be a piece of dust falling from the ceiling.
So she's taking this image of what appears to be a grainy figure, a young man in her kitchen, as a sign from her son.
Yes, which is very comforting.
That he's at peace and is in heaven. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I don't know why he's in the kitchen. But why do ghosts then play this little game that we have to figure out? Why not just appear in my room? If you can appear in my kitchen, you can appear in my room.
Say, I'm good.
And just go, don't worry about me anymore, Mom. I'm doing fine. I'll see you in several years. Bye, I gotta go. And just leave. Quit screwing around and playing games, ghost!
Mom, I got good news and bad news. The good news is, in heaven, we still all get together and play cards. Bad news is, you're dealer Thursday.
Keyword to cash is kick. Like, kick the bucket. Kick. Kick. is your keyword to cash. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Bad news is you're the dealer on Thursday. That was funny.
We need to start doing word association with the keyword to cash because you always come up with something totally different than me the second you say the word.
Kick.
In excess.
All right.
I'll accept that. Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
Every time Good you answer. Say the word, you follow up with another word that is never the word in my head when you say the word.
All right, the 4 o'clock one was
Don't say it.
The 4 o'clock word was mask.
Oh, that movie was Sharon the Sun.
Rocky Dennison.
Yeah.
Keyword this hour is kick.
In excess.
Like kick the bucket.
What was 2 o'clock?
Crazy.
Oh, hello.
Dana.
Patsy
Dana.
Klein.
That was totally Dana.
7281.
We're going to start playing that game every hour.
Newsroom care marks are
happening now on KMBZ. Freezing rain and sleet in the forecast. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, safety, affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that is a rating well-earned. Because every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. If it's gadgets and options you like, we all do, Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, I need not remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Bill George, who owns both, is a pillar in our community and has worked with local charities for years. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.